With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Major story in the world of sports today. FBI Director Kash Patel says the case encompasses illegal high-stakes poker games that involve sports coaches and were operated by organized crime figures.
Individuals such as Chauncey Billups, Damon Jones, and Terry Rozier were taken into custody today. Former, current NBA players and coaches. What you don't know is that this is an illegal gambling operation and sports rigging operation that spanned the course of years. The FBI led a coordinated takedown across 11 states to arrest over 30 individuals today responsible for this case, which is very much ongoing.
And among those suspected, members of organized crime. Secretary of State Marco Rubio says U.S. actions are justified when it comes to stopping those drug boats coming out of Venezuela.
The U.S. has so far launched 9 strikes against alleged drug-carrying vessels in the Caribbean Sea and the Eastern Pacific Ocean. And U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio is defending the Trump administration's actions.
This is an operation against narco-terrorists. As the Department of War characterizes them, the Al-Qaeda of the Western Hemisphere. These are well-funded, dangerous, violent drug cartels that operate as terrorists who are flooding our country with drugs.
The latest U.S. strike on Wednesday killed 3 people in the Eastern Pacific Ocean. I'm Donna Water.
And home sales are a little higher right now.
The National Association of Realtors says used home sales rose 1.5% from August to a seasonally adjusted annual rate of just over 4 million houses. That's the fastest sales pace since February. And sales jumped 4.1% compared with September a year ago.
That is correspondent Rich Thomason reporting. On Wall Street, the Dow is up by 97 points. This is SRN News. A new study counts the number of churches in America.
It comes from data analyst Ryan Burge, and it concludes that the religious organization with the most congregations is the Southern Baptist Convention, with more than 51,000. Non-denominational churches come in second with a bit more than 44,000, and the United Methodists are third with 30,000. The distribution far from even. Burge reports in Arkansas there's one church for every 400 people. In Nevada, it's one for every 2,000. Michael Harrington reporting.
More than three-quarters of Americans, that's 77% to be precise, believe gun detection technology should be deployed in schools, workplaces, and even houses of worship. That's according to a new poll of thousands of adults released by Propeller Insights. Respondents express overwhelming support for integrating gun detection devices into existing video surveillance systems. This is SRN News. Federal agents now being sent to the city by the bay. Ben Thomas has a report.
The U.S. Coast Guard says it's providing a base of operations for U.S. Customs and Border Protection agents in the San Francisco area. The San Francisco Chronicle reports 100 federal agents are expected to arrive at the base in Alameda starting Thursday. It's part of Trump administration efforts to track down immigrants in the country illegally. San Francisco's mayor and California's governor condemned the move, saying it's meant to provoke protests. President Trump has repeatedly mentioned deploying National Guard troops to San Francisco over crime concerns, as he has in other Democratic cities. Local and state leaders say crime in the city is at record lows and have vowed legal action. I'm Ben Thomas.
And due to its unique location, San Francisco Bay and the Oakland Estuary have a history of water-related criminal activity. You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.